coming up in a little bit. The Bucks got lost by 100. Joining us in studios, Telly Hughes.
Was it 100 or 99?
I don't remember. They just got destroyed. They went all the way down
a lot category.
Marcus Howard must not have been there. He wasn't in uniform, but that would have been a game where you'd think he would have played. How can you not play Marcus Howard?
How can you not dress him? I don't think he dressed. Yeah, I kept looking at the stats.
No, he did not dress.
No, that's what I said. I kept looking at the stats.
I don't know how often where those guys are. Are they playing G League to where he might have been playing somewhere else and he wasn't actually with Denver?
Yeah. Tell him, did you see the game?
I did not see the game, but to answer your G League question, they have a bubble where they're playing down in Orlando, okay. I think. So, I mean, now they can go and play. And then I think the NBA just extended a rule that two-way players can play up to 50 games
correct.
With the NBA team.
Yeah.
So,
but there was a while that those guys weren't playing.
Right.
There was no G League. Now they're games. All right. This is a email that I got. Sometimes advanced metrics tell us something very significant. Giannis is 28th in defensive win shares. The importance of defensive
win shares.
Number one, whatever. But point is, Brooke Lopez is 181. Last year, Giannis was 1 and Lopez was 13. Matthews 12, Bledsoe 14. Lopez has gone from 13 to 181, whatever the stat is. Lopez has fallen off the cliff in part because teams got smart. They didn't need to challenge at the rim last night. It was embarrassing how easily all of the Nuggets were able to get good shots. Bud pulls Lopez really soon because he could see it. The simple truth is that for all the discussion about Wall and Giannis on offense, the biggest reason this is now a team not nearly as good as the other side of the court. Their defense is not good. I think they're going to make a trade. There's no doubt in my mind they're going to make a trade of significance.
But
I don't know who they're going to get rid of, and now I'm thinking maybe it's Lopez. I don't know.
I was about to say, it takes two to tangle in making a trade. So who's out there that's clamoring to get Lopez?
Hey, we want a bad defender. We want a guy who was good last year, and now he's terrible.
No, he can shoot threes. There's
Matt LaFleur.
I don't assume that this is the final word. I just think they're going to do something. I can't believe that they're going to think that they can stay as they are and beat Philly and be good enough to beat both Philly and the Nets to get an NBA final.
Somebody. I don't think they're going to get rid of anybody.
Oh, can they add somebody that good without don't you have to get rid of some money to get some money?
You would think.
Yeah. I mean, I just think, too, you have to look at schematically, what are they doing defensively? I mean, because if I'm not mistaken, it may have been a short 4, maybe 5 years ago, we were saying the same thing about Jason Kidd, and why is it that they always give up wide-open corner threes? Mm-hmm. Now, you can't think that you gave the numbers where Brooke Lopez and Giannis were last year and where they are mm-hmm. this year. It's not like Brooke, during the offseason, went and just had some cement put in his shoes, and he can't move all of a sudden.
Right.
I mean, so a lot of it may have to do with the positioning that they have him in and what they're asking him to do, as well as him kind of declining. I mean, after all, the Bucks got him because the Nets didn't want him anymore. It wasn't because he was just this hot commodity on the free agent market.
He was old.
He was older, and they knew that his skills, both offensively and defensively, has diminished. Now, what he was able to do to camouflage those defensive deficiencies, he developed a three-point shot.
Mm-hmm.
So you turn to him where you look at.
But he was also blocking shots, too, the last couple of years.
He was good at the rim.
Yeah. He did it.
He was a rim protector.
Yeah.
And I do want to add, Bledsoe, don't have to call him. Bledsoe's 14, and he's gone, but Holiday's there, so they have that. The person they missed defensively is Wesley Matthews. Everybody knows the different players that he would. I don't know about George Hill. Was George Hill a defensive
situation? He was decent.
Yeah, he's a decent defender.
But, he's very similar to Augustine, though. I mean, I don't think Augustine's much worse.
I'm not saying that this is fact. I'm saying, do you think they're going to do something? And I think they are.
Well, I think that.
But
that
I don't know what to do and who you get rid of that has money because you got to give money up to get
money.
Why
are they pinning it on Brooke Lopez, though?
Right. I mean, he shouldn't be the scapegoat. I think you should look at some of the lineups that Coach Bud has in the fourth quarter. And, I mean, when you have DiVincenzo and Connaughton as your backcourt and deep in the fourth quarter and they're getting chewed up. Like, you got to do something better than that. And, I mean, that puts pressure on the big man, and that's why.
That's the one I don't understand, Pat Connaughton.
Yeah.
He is doing in the game at the end.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to figure out, who is he out there stopping? And what is he doing on the offensive end where he warrants those minutes and those pressure and important parts of the game. But I do believe they have to do something, and they got to do something before the trade deadline or by the trade deadline, because this team that they have now, the way it's constructed, is not going to go much farther than they did last year in the playoffs.
Who's the main reason for the Bucks' defensive woes? Lopez, Connaughton, DiVincenzo.
Well, it's relative to who they had last year and who they have this year. I mean, those guys were on the team. They just weren't playing. They're playing more.
Right. Right. So guess what?
Exactly.
Right.
Who's the scapegoat?
Yeah.
They're playing minutes. So somebody's to blame. One of those guys or all of them.
Right.
Or maybe the person that's putting them in the game in those situations may have to share some
correct.
Of that blame.
Yeah. I mean, I just can't see blaming it on Lopez. I think part of the deal, maybe what you said. It's part of the deal, because you had Bledsoe last year, who's a decent defender, but you have Matthews out there as well. So,
But I mean, you brought in Torrey Craig as a replacement for Wesley Matthews, and if he's not getting a chance to go out there and do what you brought him here to do, then do you do?
Well, I'm gonna tell you why Connaughton's playing, in my opinion, because he's been with Bud, he's been in that system. And
that's his
understand,
boy.
And that's his boy, for one. But he also has to understand the system. He understands what Bud wants to do defensively. Some of the guys new coming in, maybe they're not picking it up as well.
But my thought on that is, then that means you got to play them even more, and you can risk losing the regular season games because you don't care about them. All you care about is the quickness to which those guys pick it up.
Correct.
Because if they don't pick it up, you can't win.
I agree. Understanding and executing are two different things. And, I mean, just because Connaughton understands everything and where everybody's supposed to be doesn't mean that it's going to result in positive things for the Bucks on the defensive end.
Yeah, you got to go out there and you got to execute. You got to make the slides. You got to make the rotations.
I mean, we know what Bud did over the course of the season. He would just play different groups, and it was just to fill time. And then by the playoffs, he had the core that he was going to go to, whatever that seven or eight. It's a little deeper.
The other issue is they were so good offensively last year. They were the last few years that they were covered up a lot of that.
They're almost that good again offensively this year.
But they don't look that good. I mean, they looked that good last year.
The last two years,
they looked that good. They don't look that good. The numbers might be similar, but they don't look as good. And they're certainly not dominating like they were. And they were dominating teams. They were blowing teams out.
Yeah. And when teams got ahead of them, they were smacking teams. Right, when teams got ahead of them, that didn't bother them.
No, they still run back at them.
They don't have that. I don't know what the stat that is, but I would agree with you on that stat.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on Pat
Connaughton.
No, we're
going to get you wrong.
You're wrong when you walked in.
Pat Connaughton.
They say daily that I make stuff up.
You make stuff up. Okay.
Tell me, go ahead, make something up. Go ahead.
I'm not going to make this up, because with DiVincenzo, I think he's a good NBA player. I think Pat Connaughton is a good NBA player, but I don't think those two need to be on the court deep in the fourth quarter, because that backcourt doesn't scare anyone. You could name 20 other backcourts that's better than those two in the fourth quarter, and I just don't think that gives them the best chance to win against the upper echelon teams. Yes, you can have those guys in the fourth quarter when you're playing Orlando, Detroit, and it looks good when they, do well. But when you start to play the better teams, I mean, we see what happens.
Well, then people are going to say they just beat the Clippers with that lineup. That's what they're going to say.
Yeah. I mean, but they are a good team, and it doesn't mean that they can't win, but we're talking about winning consistently against those better teams.
And that's what I would say. You're going to win a couple every now and then.
Yeah. Well, and about that game, they were behind most of the game.
The Clippers missed shots at the end.
But the Clippers, the Bucks gave it a really good run, and yet the Clippers were still ahead of them most of the time going down the stretch in the fourth quarter.
And Paul George missed a couple
Paul
of
George
shots.
Paul George is being Paul
and
George.
That's like the only game the Bucks have come from behind in the fourth quarter. That's the other thing. They don't come from behind anymore. So, like you said, nothing is scaring teams. The offense isn't scaring them as much, and the defense isn't as good. All right, Telly.
Don't try to blame Lopez.
I just open it up. I'm willing to look at Lopez. Mm-hmm. The reason I went with Lopez is to get something. They're going to have to give up something. Yeah. Who are they going to give up other than Lopez?
They're going to have to come up with some sort of package that's going to be appeasing to someone to get whoever you want.
Right.
But
who are you trying to get? You don't have anything in that package. Well, if you want to get somebody good as a two or a three who can defend.
So, I mean, is there anyone on your radar? I mean,
no, like, no, you can't afford to give him any money. You're already not as deep as you were last year.
Can you afford? Could you afford to give up Lopez and then play in the situation where you use Giannis at the five and you play small like
well,
that?
Well, you got Bobby Portis.
Well, I know, but I'm saying you can play. Say you get rid of Lopez and you don't really replace him. You play a different approach.
Well, the one thing that we have seen,
if you then can add a player of some note because of the money you have.
Yeah, but what we have seen so far, and in Coach Bud's track history and record or whatever, he doesn't adjust too often. And
no,
I mean, so you're asking to add a guy and change his whole philosophy? I don't think that's going
to
happen.
But he understands. He has to be more flexible. He's already been more flexible at this point because they don't get it done. He's gone. So he's proven to this point he's a great regular season coach. His stuff works over 82 games. The consistency of it, not so well in the playoffs. He knows he's got to adjust or he's done.
Yeah.
So he may be open to it.
Well, we'll see.
Telly, always a treat. Thanks.
Hey, thank you.
Rayman, caller five, you could win subs, cousin subs for a year. Caller five, 1-800-990-3776 next.